All right, real quick, just want to thank everyone for their time today. We know it's a very busy time here on race day at Richmond Raceway. I want to thank Richmond for the opportunity to be in here. And real quick, before I turn it over to Steve to start this off, we'll go through a statement from each of our guests up here, and then we will take questions from the media in attendance. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks, Kevin. I want to thank each of you guys for giving us a little bit of time this afternoon. I know it's a pretty hectic afternoon as we get ready for what I think is going to be an incredible race tonight, particularly after the chaos of Vegas. In light of the time crunch, and because I really do want to leave some time for you to have some questions to the two gentlemen on my right, we'll just kind of jump right into it. And we're obviously here to formally announce that Ryan Newman will be joining our organization in 2019. He'll be piloting the number 6 Ford Mustang for us full season next year. And we're absolutely thrilled to bring a driver of Ryan's caliber into our organization. We truly believe that he fits extremely well with the culture that Jack has built and is going to help us compete for wins and championships next year. So, Ryan, real appreciative of your desire to come over and be part of the team and really excited about what we can do together next year.
Thank you. I've always been a big appreciator of the history of our sport, and I think that a big part of that has always been Roush and Roush Fenway Racing and what Jack's done and contributed to all forms of motorsports, but specifically in the Cup Garage here, as has created a great namesake and an opportunity for me for next year. So I look forward to the opportunity of driving and with the ultimate goal of winning. I'm in a position where I've never wanted to stop, never wanted to quit, never wanted to retire, and want to win a championship. So I look forward to this opportunity. Obviously, finishing out this year as strong as we both can in our respective positions, but at the same time, you know, with enthusiasm for the Daytona 500 in 2019.
I'd like to start by thanking Matt Kenseth and Trevor Bayne for being the most recent custodians of the number 6 car. They've done a good job. Matt has brought to us some ideas to make our car better, but before I get into that, I'd like to say that Trevor has been one of the finest individuals that I've ever had to meet in and out of, either in or outside of stock car racing, and it's been a great pleasure to work with him, to watch him grow, and to share his success he had in the Xfinity garage, as well as the success he had with the Wood Brothers when he was running a partial schedule with them on loan from us. Matt had was identified by Mark Martin as somebody that had his ideas and his and questions about the handling of the car and the interaction they had when Matt was just getting started as a rookie back in the early 90s, encouraged Matt to ask me to give encourage Mark to ask me to give Matt a chance to see what he could do in one of our cars. And when we got ourselves into a situation where the setups weren't working as well as they'd like to early in the year, we had a conversation with Matt, and he agreed to come back. And even though the results haven't justified the effort, we've had more speed in our cars, and we've got a direction that's going to be clear that will make better race cars and better racing for our fans and going forward. The you know, Ryan Newman has been one of the most fierce drivers that we've faced on the racetrack for his 9 years of being involved with the sport. He has demonstrated himself to be have good values, and one of the things that a driver has to have is a code that makes sense to other drivers. And whenever you raced Mark, you knew what to expect. Whenever you raced Matt, you knew what to expect. And whenever you raced Ryan, you could know what to expect there as well. But I look forward for that working in our favor as it's worked to our negative side on a few occasions over the years. But we've never had a quarrel with Ryan. We've always respected what he did and respected where he was coming from. And the fact he's got an engineering degree makes him more valuable to me as a driver than he might be without that, with his fierce competitive history. We look forward to going down the road for a number of years. I can't say how many, but for a number of years, and to be able to win, compete for runoff positions late in the years, and to race for championships as well as to race to win races on a weekly basis.
Ryan, did you notice Jack made you a little bit younger than you actually are there with a 9-year history?
9 years, yeah. But
He's won 18 races, so he's going to be.
I was more worried about being called a custodian. I just want to be a race car driver.
Yeah, you might get called lots of things in our camp at different times. So
that's fine.
All right, with that, we will open it up to questions. Mr. Pockris, and then Claire.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Will Matt Kenseth have any role, and can you with the team? And can you also touch? Do you have any sponsorship to announce?
I've hired him on as a driver coach.
You can tell him that after this. We'll let you break that news to him, Bob. No, I think it's a good question, and maybe touching on a little bit of the Matt story, I think is appropriate at this time. And I know Jack gave you a little bit of insight, but it was obviously an unusual situation this year when we elected to bring Matt on board in the middle of the season. And obviously some of the reasons that Jack mentioned is just, his ability to diagnose cars and obviously his long history with our organization. And, again, if you ask Matt how it went in his kind of self-deprecating nature, he probably would say he hasn't helped at all. But from our perspective, he's been invaluable. And he's really helped us kind of move the needle and try to focus on what we need to do. We went into that relationship with the intent that the primary focus was on 2018. And we always kind of had in the back of our mind, we'll see how it plays out for 19. And we had some intent about where that would go. But we always kind of left the arrangement with Matt that he would come back and we would sit down in late August, early September, and have a dialogue about what the future looks like. And so that's the way it played out. And he came and sat down with me and said, when he was looking at everything, talking to his family, considering at what stage he is in his life, meaning that he's got four young girls, he's been on the road for almost 20 years, kind of sacrificing a lot of family time, that he just wasn't prepared to run full time. And we talked a lot about that, and he said he owed it to his family. And so we obviously respect his decision. And even through this process, even though this has only really ramped up in the last, 5 to 10 days, he's been helpful in trying to guide us on direction to go for 2019 with drivers and other things. And, what our hope is right now is that we'll sit down and have a dialogue and figure out what role he may have with Roush Fenway going forward. And then, Bob, the second part, I know you guys have been hounding us for the last couple weeks asking about what the driver situation was, all with appropriate questions. And so we'll have this conference just really focus on the driver situation and the fact that we're pretty fortunate to have Ryan come on board. And then as we get into the coming weeks and months, we'll start talking about some of the partner situation.
Claire.
Claire Belang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. I know, Ryan, you just don't want to drive anywhere. So I know you assessed Roush Fenway Racing. What do you find there at Roush Fenway that is interesting to you? What do you think you can land? And what experience or what can you bring from the other companies you've worked for into Roush Fenway, do you believe?
Going back to my initial statement, I think the history is an important thing. If you look at the history of Jack Roush in all forms of automotive relationships, it's huge. From a performance standpoint, what they bring with Roush Yates engines, the people, the everything that's built and invested is there to stay. And as Steve mentioned, it's just an opportunity for me to help them grow their program from where they have been and to hopefully where we all want to be. And I think that we have both an equal opportunity of doing that.
Can you bring, what you learned?
I think obviously you bring a level of experience, and that experience is good experiences and bad experiences, whether it's, a shock or a spring package or dealing with certain people or, different kind of programs and how things are run, shop layouts, different perspectives, I would say, that I've kind of kept in the back of my mind that make an impact on the end result of being successful. But it's all those things from everywhere, from the time that I grew up, working and racing him out of my dad's shop to the different cup organizations I've been a part of.
We'd probably say Ryan's being a little bit humble there because we think he's fairly unique in the garage with his engineering background, with a number of different teams and manufacturers that he's seen, and we think that's going to help tremendously as we're trying to take that next step.
Next, over here.
Deb Williams, RacingToday.com. This could be for Steve or Jack, but you mentioned about sitting down and having Matt Kenseth assess everything and what he felt that you needed. Is it something that he said that led you to Ryan because of Ryan's engineering background and his experience? And if so, what was it? Was that something that Matt's told you you needed that led you to Ryan?
Well, I guess maybe in kind of clarify what I was saying. I think Matt over the last few months has been working with our whole competition side and with Ricky and the other drivers to try to isolate areas where we need to continue to improve. And I think he's really helped in that fashion. When I actually sat down with him, we weren't having a technical discussion. It was more kind of about his future, what he wanted to do, what he had on the horizon, and kind of when he settled on the fact that, you know, it really was time for him not to commit to full-time racing. When we talked about the different drivers that were out there, I mean, he had a big endorsement for Ryan. Obviously, they've raced against each other for a long time, and he, you know, thought that he would fit in extremely well with both the culture that we have and where we're trying to go.
Don Jeffrey, CSBN Media. Ryan, you first came into the series, you got the nickname the Rocket Man, but over the years, you've earned the title as the hardest driver to pass on the circuit week in and week out. So what type of respect level does that, you know, pride for you inside and the respect of the other drivers mean to you?
Yeah, I guess if I go back and think about it as being called the Rocket Man, that was a time where I was winning poles left and right. It just kind of came easy, and we had cars and, you know, kept track position and never really – not a lot of people had a chance to pass me. And then as, you know, some of that started to deteriorate, we weren't winning poles. We were – having to race a little harder, you know, I amped up my game of not letting guys by. And, you know, I never had the guidance of a Mark Martin to teach me give and take. And it took me a couple years, I would say, to learn the right time to give and the right time to take and the right places on the racetrack to do that equally as important. So, yeah, I think just, you know, overall, just you know, my experience in the past of all the things that I've done, and from a qualifying standpoint, back in the day, I've been a little disappointed, quite frankly, recently to not even had a pole in the last I guess 5 years. So I look forward to that opportunity changing.
Steve Wilson, SpeedwayJohnJess.com. With your unique background in engineering, and this is for either Jack or Ryan. Oh. How much of that do you feel that you're going to be involved with the conversion in 2019 to the package and to the new body structure? And how much do you think that can sway Roush Fenway Racing back to a performance level that they used to be?
Yeah, I think from an engineering standpoint, if you look at the way technology has affected our sport and our lives, our everyday lives, you know, computers are driving pretty much everything, not just in the media center here, but in the garage. And that is even more important now with the lack of testing, which I commend NASCAR on, for us to be able to spend time with our families and do the homework on a computer through simulators and through simulation to make a difference. So I think from an engineering standpoint, having a lot of experience with different packages over the last 18 years of my Cup career, and you know, the knowledge of the engineers at Roush Fenway in conjunction with Ford as well to be able to work through the most important race of the season, and the Daytona 500 being the first one, but then, you know, the typical cookie cutter racetracks that happen shortly after that are equally as important to winning the championship.
Anyone else? Sure. Go ahead and start with Bob and work your way back.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. Ryan, when I talked to you last week and was asking about some teams, you said, well, the 78, you know, at one point wasn't doing great and built up. What do you see in this organization and the six car that makes you confident you can be part of the answer to their struggles?
Teamwork, you know, putting the right people in place. They're willing to listen and make the right decisions collectively, and that's you know, everybody puts that effort forward. It's just a matter of how well you do it. With respect to the 78, I think everybody in this room knew that they had their challenges, you know, being a Colorado-based team, starting out so individually, not aligning themselves with people to start with. You know, they chose a very steep uphill battle, and they succeeded in doing that. But nobody has any kind of guarantee on how long that's going to last. I mean, you look at the history of our sport, the Hall of Famers, you know, the Bobby Allisons, Darrell Waltrips, they've owned teams. Dale Earnhardt even, and they didn't make it. So Jack Roush and Roush Racing, Roush Fenway Racing, has proven to be a staple from a car and engine standpoint, and I don't see any of that changing. That's why it was an easy decision.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports, for Steve or Jack, is how do you feel like that this organization has performed this year? Obviously not in the playoffs, so based on that, it would be easy to say that, I don't know if failure is the right word. How would you say that, and how would you look at, are there things that have gone well for you guys that you feel like you're making progress for?
We've been on a path of constant improvement. We were improving and changing our cars in ways that that have had some benefit before Matt got involved. But Matt brought with us to us a sense of what was happening on all four corners of the car, and he sat in the car initially, and he said it it didn't feel right, and he identified the issues he had with what was happening with the front of the car and the back of the car, and there were questions that were on the list of things that we were going to explore that we hadn't prioritized, that we prioritized as a result of his suggestion, and that's manifested ourselves in having extremely competitive cars at Bristol and at Indy. Indy is one of the places that we haven't won yet, that Ryan has won at, and I'm anxious to share in his knowledge of that as well. But we had arguably one of the fastest cars, if not the fastest two cars for a two-car team at Indy. We managed to break a valve spring on one and to have a jack failure or misstep with a jack on the other that cost us a chance to win. But the winds are just around the corner. The cars are much improved, and I expect them to be more improved when Ryan has his criticism and his constructive suggestions to what we can do as we get into next year.
Ryan, you started your NASCAR career with Ford. What changes are, if any, or what made you want to or feel comfortable about coming back to Ford?
I had success in a Ford. You know, it was a good start to my career, both from a back-in-the-day Busch side, even an ARCA side, and as well as the Cup side when we got the ball rolling. And, you know, at that point I was with Penske, and Penske made the decision to move to Dodge. And I've, you know, landed everywhere but, I guess, Toyota in my career. And I never had an issue at all with Ford. We were always competitive. You know, back in the day yourself, we had really strong horsepower. So, you know, there's really two things that are extremely important. A lot of things that are important, but two things that are extremely important in what we do, and that's horsepower and downforce. So, you know, that makes it a little bit easier. And for me, from my standpoint, it's about people. You know, Ford has proven this year, if you look at the results, to have the right people in the right places to be successful. And, you know, the win column says that.
Dustin Albino, front stretch. Either for Jack or Steve, what was the decision process like in going with a veteran driver compared to maybe a younger driver?
You know, I think we were in a fortunate situation that because some of the rumor mill had started early, even before Matt had even talked to us and made any decision, that we were approached by a number of drivers. And so that, I think that was flattering. But for us, you know, kind of the clear-cut favorite and was Ryan, and we're, you know, really glad that when he looked at his options, he decided this was the right match. And I think at this point, you know, where we look at where we are as far as development process, as Jack mentioned, you know, we've had a lot of speed at racetracks, and I think we just felt like Ryan was the right person to come in and perform immediately. You look at his track record, it's as good as anyone out there, and we also just felt like he could also help us take that next step based on his experience and his background.
Zach Tanzoni, KickingTheTires.net. Ryan, you still have about 9 races here with RCR to end the season. How do you feel that this may affect the rest of the year? And really for Richard, how special it would be for you if you're able to get one more win for him this year?
Well, there's not a person in this garage, at least a deserving person in this garage, that doesn't want to go out there and win the race tonight. So my job is to go out there and do everything I can to the best of my ability. And, you know, I stand by my team this year. Obviously contracted to them, but they're friends of mine, and you know, the opportunity was there to move and do something different next year. So there's two separate timelines, and I look forward to tonight. We have a good race car and the opportunity for the rest of the season to try to get back to victory lane. That's as important to me as it is many people on our team.
Anybody else? Ryan, I know you had something you wanted to talk about with the hurricane relief.
Yeah, just I want to take a second. I know it's there's a lot of people from the East Coast here, but my wife has done a lot in the last week with the efforts of Code 3 Associates and IFAW, which is the International Foundation for Animal Welfare, to put in a lot of time and effort with Hurricane Florence down in the, I guess it's the perimeter of Wilmington, I guess it's Burgaw County, something like that. So I've got a pretty extensive list of pictures and videos and stuff that she sent me, but really special the way a lot of people in the NASCAR community, as well as fans from the outside, have contributed and supported her. So just really proud of what she is doing with those two groups and what we have at the Rescue Ranch. You know, it's she is a very passionate woman when it comes to animal care and animal loving. And some of the things that she has seen, like last night was a good example. She wouldn't even tell me that she didn't want to talk about it. She just, let's talk about something else. So, you know, it's been something that's kind of weighed on my mind this past week with her being gone, kind of being Mr. Mom, and at the same time knowing that she's doing the right thing and helping out. So just want to say I'm proud of her and everybody's support of her in that situation.
I want to thank everybody for the time. We'll let you get back to your race day preparations. Thanks.
Thank you.